Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
Well, according to the latest reports on inflation, prices continue rising. So how could that impact your future in retirement? Or what about your summer plans? We're going to talk you through that today. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I want to give you his phone number here right as we start. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. He is offering you his book, and that is complimentary, so listen up for that. His book is Worry Less Wealth, and he is also a certified financial planner. I want to make sure you know that. Eric has been helping people just like you for nearly 30 years now. His website, wealthcreatorradio.com. That's wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Well, hey, Loanne. It's good to be kind of going over what's happening with the markets and inflation. You know, everything's going up with the markets, right?
So, right.
So it's been a rough shift, and you know, I think this is going to be, you know, very likely one of these time frames, kind of like a 08 to 09, where, you know, we saw a monster shift in the economy and how things changed a bunch. And, you know, lots of times people say, oh, you should just hang in there. Don't make changes. Don't make changes. Again, it depends on your timeline, depends on what you're doing. And, you know, so there may be some action you need to take and not sit by the sidelines, because if this is just the start of a massive shift in the economy, then you might want to take some changes, right? You might want to take some action that's going to prevent a lot uglierness down the road. So
right.
Especially if you're closer to retirement. I mean, if you're 5-10 years away from retirement, that's when you're in that what we call retirement red zone. You got to take some action. And so we'll talk about that in a little bit more today here.
Okay, very good. I want to start with some recent figures on inflation. I know you've seen these, but let me tell everybody else. In April, inflation was at 8.3%. Food prices went up 1% in April. It was the 17th consecutive monthly increase in food prices. No surprise there. Airfares, this is what we are seeing big time. They were up 18.6% over the previous month and up 33% from a year ago, Eric.
Yeah, well, I mean, the airfare, of course, probably a little bit, you know, not as accurate, because airfares were really cheap and people weren't traveling much, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah, so there was definitely an abnormal drop in pricing, and I think they're kind of getting back to more where they are and probably getting definitely above that, because also demand now, people are traveling more, having fun, right?
So yeah, true.
Finally starting to go out there. So that's probably more, I think, COVID related, but
okay. Yeah,
I mean, in terms of, you know, obviously food, gas, everything else has gotten so expensive. And, you know, so it's one of those things where you can't have money sitting in cash at the bank. You can't have money, you know, making nothing in your savings accounts. I mean, I remember doing analysis for somebody who had some funds with TIA CREF, and this was a couple of months ago, but at least at the time, the money market fund was paying 0.0, which is,
oh,
you know,
well,
nothing.
Zero.
Right. I don't know why they have to have the point in there, but it had $8 billion, according to one of their sheets that I'd seen online, that, you know, invested in this fund.
Oh, my.
Like $8 billion at zero?
Let's make some money.
People's retirement monies. And so, yeah, so those are things that you can't be invested in. And, you know, the other things, too, is, you know, bonds right now with interest rates going to be, you know, the Fed keeps saying they're going to get even bigger rates, you know, bigger rate hikes, keep doing maybe the 0.5% instead of the 0.25%, which was more traditional. And so if they keep doing those rate increases, every time rates go up, older, especially longer term bonds will drop really heavily. If they're shorter term bonds, not as much. But so, you know, if you've got one of those 2030 funds or something like that, you've got a lot of money in bonds. You may have just bond funds in your 401k. And those are things that people usually do to have less risk, and now they're losing more money there. So, you know, again, it is time to really take action and look at, you know, how you're invested.
All right. So you're definitely talking to your clients about inflation and everything, but overall for, you know, retirement income, how do you figure that in the strategy?
Well, it's something we've always had in there. I mean, even when inflation was abnormally low of, you know, 0.5% to 1% or 1.5% and such, we'd always run it at 3%, which is pretty much the historical average, is somewhere right around there. And so, yeah, you have to have that income not be the one set income, right? You can't just say, hey, I need $5,000 a month to live, so that's how much I'll have in, you know, 20 years from now also, because that ain't going to feel like $5,000 today.
No.
And so, you know, that being, you know, we've all been there, all done that, right? Where we said, I remember when, you know, you
big
could get
time.
The, you know, get the Baskin Robbins scoops, you know, quarter each scoop. And,
yeah.
Now I don't even know
what
how many
it?
Dollars
several
it is.
Dollars,
yeah, several
yeah.
dollars. Yeah. And so, you know, all that stuff changes and that's inflation. And so, yeah, if you're not planning that into your income plan and you're not looking for that, it's going to be a really tough retirement, because, yeah, you're not going to have much money to really retire on if that stays even. So you need to have that money not only there paying out, but you also have to have some growth on it too. And again, like I said, some of those safer areas are the worst places to have money right now. That doesn't mean you go out and go crazy and put it all in double zero in the roulette wheel either. But what it does mean is it means you need to have a plan. You have to have the three types of money. The one that most people all know about is the market. You know, so that's stocks, bonds, ETFs, all the stuff in your retirement, in your 401k. But you also want to have some steady income money. I mean, our steady income portfolios have been holding steady this whole year. They've, you know, been just kind of making a little bit, but they're not going down. And so that's great. I mean, that's what they're supposed to be there. Have low volatility, pay you good income, that gets you cash flow in retirement. And that's obviously a big deal. Even before you retire, though, just having that cash flow, if you have that money coming in every month, hey, guess what? If the market's down, you can take some of that cash and go jump in the market. Our planning process, usually is $1,500, but what we've been doing for radio and also podcast listeners is saying, okay, here, we're going to waive that. What we'll do is we'll have that first meeting, that Worry Less Wealth talk. We'll go over where you're at right now. And then we'll, you know, if you want to go forward and give us all the documents and we can do the analysis, then what we'll do is we'll waive that fee, that $1,500 fee, and we'll meet with you, go over what your income, your investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan is. Even if you don't think you have one, we'll show you what you have and tell you where you're headed. And we'll tell you if it's good or bad, or you know, what things might need to be changed. And then at the end of that second meeting, that's when you actually decide if you want to work with us or not. But by then, you've already gotten a ton of great information about your situation. So, you know, again, if that's somebody that, you know, you want to do, take some changes, you want to make some action, and you want to say, hey, I need to be protecting myself because I'm retiring soon, that's what you want to do, is just give us a call. You know, text us the word visit and we'll send you a link. Or you can go online too. So text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text visit 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And on that website, make sure you go to the events page, because you can select from several different topics that we discuss on our show every weekend, and you can attend those events. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So as we're talking about ways to deal with inflation today, you know, we hear, you know, Social Security is an inflation adjusted form of income, but it doesn't make our entire retirement inflation proof, right?
No, certainly. And obviously it's one of the ones that the government's always messing around with the formula and trying to keep it lower. And, you know, then of course the little sneaky part is they'll give you a huge raise like people got last year, Social Security, but they even got a higher raise in Medicare premiums.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get more here and you get a little, you know, but you pay a little bit more here. So, the two offsets. So it is something that's important, because for a lot of people, that's going to be a lot of their money that they're getting from that Social Security source. But again, it's something where, yeah, you have to have your overall plan accounted for and make sure that that's all in there together. And so that way, you know how much your money is going to be, how long it's going to last, where should you be taking the money, what's the tax ramifications, all that stuff. And, you know, again, that's something we do here at Heckman Financial with the blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And so if you want us to create that blueprint for you, and that, you know, normally it's $1,500, but like I said, we're still waiving that fee for people. So if you wanted to take advantage of that, just give us a call, or even just text us the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We still have so much more to cover today, so don't go away. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Do you have an estate plan? Without it, you give up control of what happens to your stuff when you are gone. That's why CFP Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is offering a free estate planning webinar. Eric will show you some of the most common pitfalls of not having an estate plan. You'll also discover the differences between wills and trusts, how long-term care planning could affect your estate, how to efficiently transfer your assets to the next generation, and much more. To RSVP for this free estate planning webinar with Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. It doesn't matter the size of your bank account, the square footage of your house, or the price tag of your car, you need an estate plan. RSVP for this webinar today at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is president of Heckman Financial. Plus, he's also author of his book, Worry Less Wealth. And this book is much like what we talk about on our show. He wrote this to open up our eyes to all the things available to have a remarkable retirement. And he carries that in through this show as well to help us see maybe any warning signs and any planning that we've done before trouble begins. So you can get this book, Worry Less Wealth, on his website or just by calling his phone number. So his phone number, 800-454-1184, and his website, WealthCreatorRadio.com. So it is no surprise that inflation is kind of our top concern for people who are preparing for retirement. And Eric, CNBC says that 71% of retirement age investors are actually worried about a negative impact of inflation on their savings. I mean, you know, they're not going to be getting any more money in. I mean, as far as a paycheck goes, a personal capital poll. It was conducted by Qualtrics. They did this poll on people who are planning to retire in the next 5 years, and it says the same thing. Inflation is their biggest concern, and a third of those respondents in the poll said that it was really the pandemic that has made them worry about their nest egg and think that they need a larger one, maybe even worried about their standard of living. So for people who are worried about that bigger nest egg for retirement, what would be their first step in helping them analyze how they're doing?
Well, first of all, just having an income plan, right? They need to know, is that income going to be okay with inflation and counted in, with taxes counted in, and the different types of taxes, right? Is it 401k? Is it Social Security? Is it Roth? Is it, you know, regular money where it's got cost basis? So all those types of tools have different tax effects. So that's one of the things that you want to be looking for. Obviously, cash is not a place to be, right? Getting that 0.01 that might go up to 1% or something maybe as rates go up. But when rates go up, debt goes up fast, right? Mortgage rates go up fast. Credit cards go up fast, you know, overnight. Savings accounts, very slow. That's going to take a lot longer for those to really go up. So yeah, cash is a horrible place to be in. And you know, there are also financial tools that allow you to actually have a higher withdrawal rate. And that's an easy way to actually kind of counteract some of the effects of inflation is knowing that, hey, I can take out, you know, 5 or 6% out of this tool and I'm going to still be safe. So, yeah. So a lot of times just about reallocation.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So this poll, this personal capital poll that we're talking about, basically indicates that about a fourth of pre-retirees have actually pushed their retirement date back. And then same amount of people are saying, I'm just going to work part-time in retirement because they are worried they haven't saved enough. Number one fear of retirees today. Are there any options then if you're afraid that you're going to come up short for savings? Any other options?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's lots of great tools. And again, you know, first of all, you got to have a plan so you know if you are or aren't.
Right.
So having that written income plan that runs that money out. Yeah, but there are some different tools. You know, there's index annuities that can be a great tool where they can pay an income for life, or they can at least give you that principal guarantee and then have that money, you know, paying back out to you, and you know it's not going to go away, so that at least gives you a good baseline, so that way, you know, you don't have to worry day by day on the stock market side of things. And you know, so there are some ways to actually, you know, in essence, kind of beef up that payment stream, make sure it's going there, make sure it's steady. But again, it's one of these things where you have to have the right types of money. So you have to have the three critical types of money. Is not everybody's pretty much in the market money with their 401k, because it's about the only options you get, right? Stocks and bonds. Mm. What you really need to do is with your other monies, your old retirement plans or your IRAs and just regular savings, you need to have some foundational money. That's where like the annuity stuff can come in, have some guarantees, some stuff that's better than the bank, better than bonds. So that way, you know you're earning a lot more, so that's going to help with inflation, but also it's paying out a lot nicer and steady. And then, you know, in between that, you want some steady income funds. These are things that typically are tied to real estate or debt or other things, and these are definitely good inflation assets, so they're usually paying you 5, 6, 7%, plus they got hopefully some appreciation, but they're not really bouncing around daily in the market. So, you know, once you have those three types of money, it makes life a lot easier. And, you know, then you're not just all in one thing, which is mutual funds, stocks, bonds, ETFs, all those things. Mm-hmm. And so that's the part that really scares me, is anybody who's in those types of situations. So, you know, one of the great tools that we've come up with is this little checklist challenge, and it's total score is 34. And lots of times I have people say, I didn't get past 10, you know, so,
oh, dear.
So sometimes it's not so good, but again, it's better to know that now than later. Right. And so, yeah. So if you want to take this little checklist challenge, all you have to do is text us the word checklist, pretty easy. Text the full word checklist, no space, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184. Or you can do it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Let's talk about that. What goes into building this plan, this retirement income strategy, so that you can be confident about taking money out of those retirement accounts?
Yeah. So, I mean, really, it's... you know, making sure you have lots of little checks. So that's the weird part. Probably one of the best comments I ever had was one of my clients. He said it was like Wile E. Coyote when he runs off the cliff and he's running in the air before he falls. That's what it kind of first felt like to retire, because, you know, you get this check that you got twice a month right beforehand, and it was pretty easy and you always had it. Now it's, you know, maybe you have Social Security turned on, maybe not yet. You got, you know, money in the bank, you got retirement plans, 401ks, IRAs, you got Roth, you got regular money. You know, how do you get all these things to add up to that old check that you used to get? And so, yeah, it definitely takes some planning. I mean, it's kind of like if you get something from IKEA and they forgot the instructions, oh, good luck.
Oh, my.
All right. You know, here's a bunch of tools and a couple Allen wrenches. Right. And, you know, we'll see you in 2 days if you're still alive and haven't gone insane. Right. So that's what retirement can be like if you don't have that instruction map to say, hey, this goes here, this goes here. But unfortunately, there is no set tool, right? There's no set map or instruction guide. So really, it's just, yeah, having that income plan, knowing that money's running out, look at what risk level you have, making sure that plays out. And, you know, then taxes along the way, because lots of times people don't think about the fact that when you hit retirement, you get to pick your taxes, which seems weird, right? But you get to pick which tax bucket you're taking money from, and that's going to, you know, dictate how much tax you have to pay that year. So it's very different.
Eric, you know, MarketWatch does say that nobody suffers more from high inflation than retirees. And if you go back into the 70s, okay, those retirees who were living on that fixed income were hit hardest as all the prices started to skyrocket with inflation. And every year, retirees just got poorer and poorer. And now here we are, inflation is at the highest we've seen in 13 years.
Yeah, I mean, inflation really never sleeps. It just never stops. I mean, we all have that thing of, you know, I remember when,
yep.
You know, this was 25 cents or this was that, right? And so, you know, if you want to maintain that standard of living, you have to have, you know, your income rising over time. I mean, you have to have that money protected from loss, but also have it, you know, increasing. Because if it's not, you're going to be just kind of basically going backward. You know, you're going to feel like you're staying steady, but you know, your spending power is going backwards. So, you know, really what you need to do is have an income analysis that figures out how much you're in need for retirement, you know, so that way you can do the things you want to do, right? That mm-hmm. have that fund where mm-hmm. you can go out and do all those things. And, you know, look at the risks that pose to that plan, right? I mean, you want to see about not just inflation, but stock market volatility, tax increases, healthcare, everything, and then figure out how to have that income generated. For our planning, we've been waiving the fee, and so there's no cost, no obligation. All I have to do is really just set up a time. Let us figure out what's going on in your situation. We can kind of talk about it, figure out how to hopefully at least inflation-proof that analysis of your income. And really make sure that that money keeps growing, because in terms of cost of everything, it about doubles every 20 years. So that means whatever you need to retire on today, you need twice that in 20 years from now. So, you know, that's going to be a lot of planning to get that successful. So again, if that's something you want to do, you want to be protected against inflation, you really want to have that analysis done, all you have to do is give us a call, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or go online, book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Most of us will underestimate our lifespan by about 5 years or more, and we're going to talk about why that's so important and such a costly mistake coming up next with Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax-savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. You know, we have to make our money last a long time in retirement. In fact, that's the main risk, is living a long time. And we don't know how long we're going to live. So if we live 20, 30 years, you know, and then we have inflation on top of that, what's going to happen with our money?
Well, exactly. I mean, the cost of everything pretty much doubles every 20 years. So, you know, if you need, say, $7,000 a month to live on now, that's going to be $14,000, you know, in 2040s, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you definitely need to have that money growing. And one of the weird ones I had is at a person, I was trying to figure out when this was exactly, but it's probably the early 2000s. I talked to this gentleman, and he was down in the Monterey area, and he had turned on his Social Security at 62, the youngest age with the smallest check, because when he first retired, all the, you know, CDs and stuff were paying 6%, 7%, 8%.
Oh,
so he didn't care, right? And that's why he said, I wasn't worried. And then, of course, interest rates dropped like a rock, right? And all of a sudden, that income dropped down. And then guess what? Now he's got a small Social Security check you can get. Yeah, it goes up with inflation, but not very much, because it's a smaller, you know, starting a dollar amount. So the other problem, too, is I find is a lot of people just, they plan on today's economy being there for the next 20, 30 years, which obviously now we're almost the exact opposite from what that gentleman had, is now we're starting to see rates go the other direction and things start going back up from zero and inflation coming back, which then it was going down some. So, you know, yeah, you cannot plan on your whole time from just, okay, everything's just today and it's all gonna be same for the next 20-30 years.
Right.
Not gonna work.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. Our economy today is not gonna be the same throughout all of our retirement. So then the question is, how do you help someone create an inflation adjusted spending plan for retirement when there's just so many unknowns, you know?
Yeah, obviously there's, you know, I do have a crystal ball in my office. I've never been able to turn it on. So it turns out there's no on switch. I haven't figured it out, but it looks nice.
Yeah.
All it probably gets
crystal.
Dusty. It is one of these things where you can't know, you can't guess all these details, but what can you do, right? It's what can you control versus what you can't control. And so what are the things we can control? Well, we can control how we're putting our money away and where we're putting that money away, and, you know, what types of protections it has. Is it increasing over time? Obviously, we don't plan on saying, okay, we're going to have $7,000 for the rest of our life and, you know, never have it increase. Nope, we're going to have it, you know, growing with 3% inflation. You know, some stuff doesn't inflate. You know, the mortgage is one of the best things in out there. So, you know, if you retire and you still got a mortgage, if that mortgage is going to be around for 15 or 20 years still, those payments, they're the same payments all those years. So in a weird way, mortgages actually get cheaper in retirement, which, you know, sounds weird.
Yeah.
But they don't go up, right? So having a plan that takes that all into effect is really the key thing, is looking at that and making sure you're adjusting for that, not only just the inflation aspects, but also the tax aspects of those different types of dollars, right? Which types of money are you taking from where? Once you hit 72, you have to be taking out a lot more IRA and retirement monies because you've got that required minimum distribution. What's that going to be like tax-wise? You know, all those things. So it's not just inflation adjusted, but it's also tax adjusted. And so you need to have that all done. And that's one of the great things that we actually have here at Heckman Financials. We got some really, really good software that does that exactly. And the best part for my clients is, you know, once they start working with us every year, we can kind of adjust that. We can see, are they on track? And also your spending's not linear. Yeah, you have that bucket list of all those things you do. And of course, the pandemic slowed down a lot of those things that people wanted to do, right? And so, you know, if you're trying to finally do all those things, typically they cost money. If you want to do that European river cruise or Machu Picchu or, you know, whatever, you know, kind of fun trips you want to do. And so typically people spend a little bit more in their first 5 to 10 years of retirement. So you also need to plan that in. And so, yeah, there's a lot to go into that. But, you know, if you've got some good tools and somebody who's been doing this for 30 years and seen how people retire, you know, yeah, that's a big thing. And I mean, my goal is to help 1,000 people by 2031 retire. And, you know, that's what we're trying to achieve, is helping those people do that. And, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to get a little bit more information, you know, we can set up a 15-30 minute phone call. Just with me, and we'll talk, go over your situation and see if we should build that blueprint to worry less wealth or not for you. So again, that's if you want to set that up, all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. You'll get a link to set up a time, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So many people are worried about inflation, Eric, because they want to have that same lifestyle in retirement. They want to live that. How much do we need to save?
Well, everybody should be at least saving 15, and if you can be really great, 20.
Okay.
And so that's tough. You know, for like my son, who's my oldest son, who just got out of college and stuff. Yeah, no, I was talking to him about, you know, okay, you got that 401k now at work, you know, put it all on the Roth side and do at least up to the match, which most companies, that's only 5 or 6%. Then the other money should be going to liquid savings, you know, boring savings that ain't going to make any money, but it's going to prevent you from having interest on credit cards and other things. So yeah, have that 6 month savings. And then in between, you want to build up that medium term money, you know, just regular investments. So that way you can have access to, you know, buy a car, get a house, all those types of things. Well, obviously, as you get older and older and you've built up some more of those other buckets, that emergency bucket, maybe some of that medium term type money. Yeah, then you just want to be plowing most of all that to retirement savings, right? And have that money building and growing and tax deferred. And hopefully if a lot of it's Roth, it's all yours at retirement. If it's not, if it's traditional money, then yeah, you have to remember that $100,000 in your IRA is really like 70. And yeah. So it's like you got a mortgage, it's called taxes. So the only way to really do that is just, yeah, the more fuel you add, the you know, the farther your car will go, right? And so that's what you got to do, is just keep fueling up that retirement engine, and it'll go longer, it'll help with inflation. But yeah, if you're not adding much fuel, it's going to be really tough to get very far.
Yeah, listen to what Eric is saying. You know, 15, he gave you a number, how much you should be saving, 15% to 20%. And believe me, it's going to get, becoming 60 is going to get here a lot quicker than you think, because I'm 62 and I'm like, wow, you know, we didn't save enough. Sure wish we would have. So here I am, you know, going to be working for a long time. Now, inflation is just one piece of that whole retirement puzzle. So what would be some of the other concerns that we need to pay attention to in retirement?
I mean, of course, the big part is everybody wants to make sure that money lasts for their whole life, make sure they're not going to run out of money and all of a sudden be, you know, 85 and what to do now, right? You don't want to be living on the streets or something like that. So how do you make sure that money lasts? Well, yeah, you've got to have an income plan that figures out how much you're going to be spending, looks at those risks of inflation, market volatility, tax increases, healthcare costs, all those things, and, you know, really how to keep that standard of living going. And, you know, that's what we've been doing here at Heckman Financial for the last 30 years is helping people do that shift from working to retirement. And, you know, it's very critical. And the math is very different than what it was when you were just, you know, working and trying to accumulate that money. So again, we've been waiving our fee right now for this planning. So if you want to set up a phone call for 15, 30 minutes, we'll talk, we'll figure out your situation. And then if you want us to do that blueprint, again, no cost, no obligation. It'll tell you where you're going, where you're headed, and then what actions you might want to take. And then it's up to you to take action. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is text the word visit to get a link, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we'll be right back with more.
Do you have an estate plan? Without it, you give up control of what happens to your stuff when you are gone. That's why CFP Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is offering a free estate planning webinar. Eric will show you some of the most common pitfalls of not having an estate plan. You'll also discover the differences between wills and trusts, how long-term care planning could affect your estate, how to efficiently transfer your assets to the next generation, and much more. To RSVP for this free estate planning webinar with Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. It doesn't matter the size of your bank account, the square footage of your house, or the price tag of your car, you need an estate plan. RSVP for this webinar today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. Eric comes up with strategies to help retirees in all kinds of things. It could be minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, all the things that you worry about, because he wants to help you worry less in retirement. All right, Eric, it's time for us to dig into some mailbag questions, okay?
Yep, nope, sounds great.
Okay, here's the first question. I just found out that I'll be receiving around $100,000 from a life insurance policy after my grandpa passed away. I'm stunned by the amount because I really didn't expect it. So I have two questions, Eric. What should I do with this money? That's number one. Number two, I really want to be able to do something like this for my own grandkids one day. So how can I make that happen?
Yeah, I mean, life insurance is one of these things that, it's probably always bashed just because the way it historically was sold, right? You know, you get the image of the insurance guy in Groundhog Day movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where he's every day, you know, over and over trying to sell Bill Murray something. And, you know, really, it can be one of the best financial tools out there for passing tax-free money. So first and foremost, that 100 grand, if you get that from life insurance, it's 100% tax-free.
Yeah.
It's all your money. So
yeah,
that's nice. So, you know, had that been an IRA, well, then you would have gotten like 65, right? So that 100 is 100. And, you know, so obviously that person should be trying to put it away for their own retirement, making sure they've got enough saved up. But, you know, in the same time frame, they could actually be taking an overfunded life insurance. You know, there's a couple different ways. One's to, if you're trying to maximize legacy, you just get a policy that's a minimum premium that's lasted all the way to age 100. Or there's another technique of max funding a policy for cash value, so you get income. So say, like, maybe you take that 100 grand and put 10,000 a year into a life insurance policy. Well, depending on your age and time frame and stuff, I mean, that could be paying out several thousands, if not even 10,000 or more, tax-free, you know, through loans from the life insurance the rest of your life. So, you know, it's something that can be really done well. Obviously, you have to be insurable. Obviously, you got to have some, you know, some timeline to make that work. But, you know, it is something that can be there. And then whatever's left over on the death benefit would, again, then go to their either children or grandchildren. Yeah, it can be a great tool. Also, by the way, if somebody does want to ask us a question, they can just go to either Facebook or Twitter, and it's the @ #1 wealth creator, so 1 wealth creator. And that's how you can reach out and get a hold of us.
Awesome. And that's on Facebook then. And also
Facebook or Twitter.
Or Twitter.
Yeah, same
Love
handle.
It.
Yeah, one wealth creator.
Okay, 1 wealth creator. If you have your own questions, my goodness, you could do that and get an answer that way. That's nice. All right, we are reaching into the mailbag here and getting some common questions that a lot of us are wondering about. And here's one here. It also has to do with insurance, Eric. This one says, if we have a good amount of life insurance and about $800,000 in a 401k and a long-term care policy already set up, do you think we're okay for retirement?
Well, the tough part is, how much do you need to live on?
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, having money in the bank's great, but money's pointless in your retirement accounts or any place else until it turns into income, right? You know, it's just like saying, hey, I've got a lot of equity in my house. Well, unless you're renting it out or selling it, you know, it doesn't do you any good today, right? So what we need to do is figure out, okay, well, what is that monthly amount of income do they need? Well, if they need to say they need $8,000 a month, and you know, you multiply that out, that's about $100,000 a year. $800,000 in a 401k is not going to last long unless they have a lot of Social Security income or maybe a pension or other things. So again, it's a hard question to ask, and that's really why we've, you know, built our planning process around, you know, looking at how do you build out that income plan, because number one fear everybody has, of course, is just running out of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're, you know, 80 years old and having to go, you know, say welcome to Walmart or whatever type of thing, right? So you don't want to have to go out to work because you have to. You want to do it because you want to do it and want to have fun. So you want to make sure that income lasts. So the first thing that we do when we're working with our clients is we sit there and we create that income plan, so we know how much and how long will that money last. So not only how much can I spend on an inflation-adjusted basis, but also, is it going to last until I'm 75 or 95? Because big difference between those two. And then, you know, how should I claim Social Security? All those kind of things are, of course, all tied into income. And what risk level, you know, they're talking about that $800,000 in the 401k. Well, what risk level is that? If all of a sudden the market drops 20 or 30%, you know, then what happens? You know, then also the taxes. Of course, if it's 401k money, it's all taxable. So how do we pay that tax on the way out? And then look at the health care. Is that long-term care good enough, or is it going to be raising rates all the time? And then lastly, legacy. You know, do you have all the beneficiaries set up the right way? Is, you know, everything going to the next generation the way you want it to with the least cost? So, you know, what we do is we actually first set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call with people. Just ask them, hey, what's going on? What's your situation like? Sometimes it may be a quick, easy question, but then sometimes people say, oh, no, I really need to get that plan, that blueprint. You know, so they say, hey, Eric, how do I do this? And so we talk about their situation. And once we get, you know, kind of their background info, then we get, you know, their statements through a secure website. They send that to us. And then we either meet in person or on Zoom. And we go over their situation. And we go over that blueprint, because everybody has their own blueprint. They just don't know what it is. And so that's the problem. So we'll show you what path you're on, and we'll tell you what's issues, what's the problems ahead, what's going right, what's going wrong. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us to help you fix it, or you can choose somebody else, but at least you'll get that information. And, you know, that's why we do this. And right now we've been waiving our $1,500 planning fee. So take advantage of our time, my expertise. You'll actually be talking to me, but when you call up, you just leave a voicemail. Nobody's going to answer the phone because my staff's off on the weekends, just like me. So leave us a message, 800-454-1184. Again, you can actually leave a message, or you can text the word visit to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or lastly, you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, we are going through some mailbag questions for Eric. Here's another one. I'm getting remarried later this year. I have 2 sons, and my fiance has 4 kids from her marriage. I don't want to hurt their feelings, but I'm not going to split up my estate 6 ways. I want my money and my estate to go to my boys, just like we've always planned. But to keep peace, would it make sense to get a separate life insurance policy so her kids can get something after I'm gone too?
Yeah, this happens a lot. So a lot of times when people get remarried, you know, the Brady Bunch seemed like a weird, odd thing. And nowadays it's almost more common than not. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's a couple things that you want to do is obviously stuff like IRAs, 401ks, all go pass through via beneficiary. So the easy way to fix that is just make sure your beneficiaries are kept the same. All they have to watch out for 401ks because your spouse has to be your beneficiary. So, you know, unless they sign off on it. So there are some sticky points on some of those things. Often there's easy ways to do it is have a his and her trust or, you know, one spouse trust, one spouse has their own trust. And then you guys have a joint trust or joint assets. And that way, those each all have their own rules of who gets what. Mm-hmm. And lastly, though, you know, the question about the life insurance, yeah, it could be a good way to do it. Depends on the cost and all that. But yeah, as long as you have one that's what they call guaranteed to 100 type policy where it doesn't stop, you know, it doesn't run out. You don't want a term policy because it's only good for a certain term. But if you got one of these guaranteed 100, yeah, that could be a way to leave some money tax-free and make sure that nobody's seeing bad stuff about you after you're gone. So, I mean, again, these are all definitely great planning questions. If somebody wants to take some time and just give us a call, 15 to 30 minute phone call, we'll set up that time with you. All you have to do is either give us a call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and we'll be right back with the rest of our show. Stick around.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is here to give you some really good ideas about retirement planning. And right now, Eric has a wealth success story for us. Always a fun example to listen to what someone else has done and see how things can work out best for retirees. So, Eric, tell us what you have today.
Yeah, well, this is a couple. We'll just call them Dan and Carol. And, you know, they didn't work at any, you know, fancy job that had, you know, super high income or anything like that. But, you know, they were always pretty thrifty savers. They were always, you know, maxing out their retirement plans and, you know, putting that money away. And so they just kept plugging away, doing that. A couple times they looked at, oh, should we, you know, get the fancier house and move to the fancier neighborhood? And, you know, they could have done that, but they decided not to. And now what that's happened is, you know, they've actually been able to pay off their mortgage. So,
awesome.
So, yeah. So now they're living free and clear. That's a huge backup asset, as I like to call it, right? Because, you know, your house doesn't give you any money per se because you're living in it, right? But if they need that cash, if they need to get some money, they can always downsize or, you know, take a reverse mortgage or something. So there's that big pot of money. But, you know, you don't have to have like the, you know, the big stock options. You don't have to do any of this stuff. But if you just do the basics, you know, I mean, so much about life is just doing the simple, easy, basic stuff. You know, they didn't go out and get the fanciest car every year. They, you know, didn't take super high-end vacations, but they ended up actually having a cabin up in the Sierras and stuff. And again, you know, there's ways to have stuff without having to spend a ton. And, you know, and if you live within your means and you're not doing the, you know, keeping up with the Joneses kind of thing, it's amazing that, you know, that that things can easily work out, and they're showing the fruits of their labor, I guess, right? Or whatever you want to call it, that they're starting to enjoy it, and she'll probably stop working pretty soon. She's a little bit younger, but she likes her job. So she's like, well, might as well keep going. But, you know, but again, that's the nice thing. So, you know, a lot of times, especially in Silicon Valley, you hear about all the people who hit it big with some stock or, you know, get lucky and get hired by the right company at the right time. But yeah, it doesn't have to be that. Yeah, you just have to start putting that money away, right? Have that emergency fund first, then start hitting that retirement plan and keep building it up. And, you know, it's weird. It all works out.
Isn't that funny?
but you just got to take the time. It's just like so many things in life. So, you know, again, if you want us to give you a little help and figure out, hey, where am I in that process? Am I getting close to my goals? Am I on track? What's my risk level now that things are changing in the markets and the economy? All that stuff, well, that's easy to do, because all we do is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's where we have you worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life, because you got a plan. So if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.